Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 1954.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led you to selecting them for that role model?
I have never had a single particular person who I've looked to and thought, you know, I want to be everything this person is. However, there are a multitude of people that have certain things about themselves that I do really admire. My mother, for example, I really admire her dedication to our family growing up and working extremely hard to provide for myself and my sister. My dad now, I really like how comfortable he is with his life. He knows exactly what he wants, and it's a very honest appraisal of who he is, and he enjoys that. My karate instructor, who is a phenomenal inspiration in my life for getting to where I am now, inspiring me to work very hard and inspiring a good sense of dedication once I've put my mind to doing something.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good idea of the person you are?
I think they would get an idea of the person I am. I also believe that I am fairly complicated, and there are a lot of things about me that they wouldn't get to know without actually getting to know me, which isn't really an option that's available. And so they would get a glimpse of some of the facets that are me, but not the entirety.
How would you describe your personality?
Complicated. Very, very complicated. But I'm usually fairly lighthearted in nature. I don't take things incredibly seriously, though I can work hard and stay focused. I'm not flighty, but I enjoy having a good time.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
I think one of the most important things my mom taught me is unconditional love. I know for certain that there is absolutely nothing I could do that would stop my mom from loving me or my sister, and she's like that with many people that she knows and is close to, and I think that's really important for developing relationships as an adult, and a lot of people I think give very conditional love, and my mom taught me how to do that unconditionally, and I think that's really important.
What makes you unique?
I think my sense of humor makes me fairly unique. I think also my wide variety of interests. I'm kind of a bookworm, but I also enjoy athletics, and I like to get outside and be very active just as much as I like to stay inside and read. So I have a fairly all-encompassing set of interests that I think are unique to me.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I really enjoy family gatherings when they involve large quantities of food and the good portion of the day spent preparing said food. Everyone getting together, crowding in the house, and just kind of exchanging stories and catching up is a good way to spend the day.
Tell me about your most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Many gifts are very special to me and important, and so I don't really set one above any of the others. And so that would be a very difficult question, yes.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
I suppose I do enjoy Christmas because it does kind of bring family togetherness, and it's just a good time of year when everyone seems to be a bit happier, a little bit kinder to everyone, and I enjoy that. I'd rather have that the rest of the year too, but if I can take that for a few weeks in December, it's not a bad deal.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I graduated high school in 3 years because I really wanted to get out. And my deal was that my contract with my mom and my dad is that I could do that, and I would go to college, but they would allow me to take a year off between high school and college. So The fourth year I was supposed to be in high school, I spent working. I worked for a local ice cream store, and I taught a lot of karate, and I saved up, and I spent the entire month of July in kind of traveling around Europe, and I was by myself, and I was just traveling and learning lots of interesting things, and that was a great time because it was something I had worked really hard to save up for and was able to provide myself with, and I just had a blast.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about these pets.
We had two cats, one of which I still have. I never grew up around dogs, so there is kind of a different mindset with growing up with cats, that you have different expectations of pets. But I love my cats, and I like the relationship I have with them because they are quiet and they are independent, and that's kind of what I need from a pet.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was a pretty curious, active little kid, so I always enjoyed being outside. I mean, I would go away during the summer all day, come back home for lunch, go away again, come back home for dinner, and I would do all sorts of things outside, climbing trees and climbing rocks and exploring some woods near our house and stick fighting with friends, and I enjoyed reading a lot as a kid. I never really did any team sports, but I was always very active in the martial arts, and so I really enjoyed doing that.
What type of books did you enjoy as a child?
Lots and lots of fantasy books. I think some of the books I remember checking out most from our school library were version of The Adventures of Hercules. I checked that out quite frequently. There is a compilation of fairy tales from around the world, and I read that a lot, too. One of the books that had a really large impact on my life, because this is the kind of kid I was, is I read The Chronicles of Narnia, and then I think I spent every summer for 2 or 3 years after reading those books looking for Narnia. Never found it, but it led to some good adventures.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
I enjoy any book that I think I can learn some sort of lesson from. And I try not to limit myself too terribly much to genres, but I have found myself more and more compelled to read kind of fantasy science fiction books. I enjoy reading interesting biographies of people, and some historical figures I enjoy reading about as well.
What was the last book you read?
Last book I read was My Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, which is the sequel to Ishmael, which is the story of a gorilla who can speak telepathically and takes on pupils to teach them about the, more or less, the sociological history of our culture and where that's taking us.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
I really enjoy reading and curling up with a good book. I could spend hours doing that. I really like getting out and kayaking, maybe riding my bike, exercising a little bit. Just things that I can do that are quiet and focused so I can kind of just relax and forget my worries.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
When I was working at aforementioned ice cream store, we were required to wear bandanas, and still wear them fairly frequently now, but when I was doing that, I often got told that I looked like the main character, male character, from The Princess Bride, whose name was Wesley in the movie, but when I had the head covering, they thought I looked like him. Which is a good, you know, lovable, swashbuckling sort of character, so I guess it's not too bad.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Really enjoy studying Roman history. The Romans were just a funny, funny people, and I enjoy reading about them. I also like I'm partial to the Minoan society, because they were really, really innovative and seemingly not quite as violent and vicious as the Romans. A little bit less imperialistic, and they invented the toilet. The world's first working toilet. I think that's a good accomplishment considering what had never been made before.
What is the most important thing to happen to you?
Getting my black belt was very pivotal in my life, I believe. It gave me a lot of confidence in myself that I had been lacking, and it showed me that I can work really hard and get something that means a lot to me, even though it can be very, very difficult to do.
What is your definition of success?
My definition of success is being able to do something that fulfills me. Something where I can come home at the end of the day to an environment that I am relaxed and calm in. At the end of the day of doing something that I feel has made a difference in people's lives and has led to the contribution of a better society.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would choose Nikola Tesla. I would ask him so many things. I think I would really enjoy him to just sit and talk to me all about frequencies and how things work. He was a science in the time of Thomas Edison and was kind of one of history's overshadowed people, but gave us so many of the technologies that we really take for granted now and got credit for very few of them.
What is your biggest frustration?
I think my biggest frustration is people who, geared towards me at least, assign motivations or make assumptions about intentions that aren't there, and putting thoughts and words in my mouth. That bothers me quite a bit. I also think people not being very forthright and honest with one another is one of my greatest pet peeves as well.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
I think some of the qualities in other people that I admire are open-mindedness and a receptivity to new ideas, a love of the mind, and academic or intellectual pursuits, and kind of philosophical people I really enjoy. I think a good sense of humor, an ability to take things in stride, and I think people who realize that the choices they make can have a profound effect on their life and the lives of others.
What is your favorite technology and why?
I really enjoy, although I don't have it, gas-powered stoves. I think they make such a difference when you're cooking, and I really hate cooking on my electric stove. So, gas-powered stoves are good. I think things that use resources efficiently are just great.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
Again, getting back to, I want to be able to do something that helps other people directly and makes a difference in their lives. Particularly, I'd like to work with teenagers in a counseling sort of environment and working to make their lives easier and more manageable. So anything that helps other people I would find very fulfilling.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Largely the money. Would like to go into less debt with student loans, so kind of some long-term planning with that and being able to pay for my tuition, which is perhaps a little bit less admirable than other answers, but basically the money was very promising and is something I could do to not tie up that much of my time.
This concludes the donor audio interview for 1954.